And when we come out of Jerusalem, going back down to Jericho, the walls somewhat come down. You know, we take off the wigs, we take off the mascara, and, you know, we got on a whole new outfit in Jericho. So that's what I mean about the difference between Jerusalem and Jericho.
Cool. So do you think that, I mean, it's interesting that you said that, because that's a really good, you know, analogy or thought. How about the youth? Do you think that the youth, I don't know, you can take youth anyway. I mean, it could be from 40 on down, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to maybe when you grew up in the church to now, how is the participation of younger generations?
In my opinion, it's not as great today. The reason it seems that there are more kids, or the participation is greater, is because there are more kids than there were when we were coming up. And, you know, the world is bigger. The city is bigger. There are more people in town. So it seems as though that there are more young people. But the truth of the matter is the ratio is quite off, you know. The percentage of participation when we were coming up, to me, it was more of 90 to 95, where we maybe have 20 to 30% participation out of young people now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I know you said you were a youth pastor once.
Mm-hmm. Here, yeah.
Here.
I came here as the youth minister. One of the things I think, you didn't ask me this, but one of the reasons I think that the young people don't participate is because of that whole Jerusalem Jericho scenario. Young people are real, and when you're dealing with young folk, they want you to be honest with them. They want you to be real with them. They don't want you to put on any airs and try to act one way one minute and another way the next minute. And when we do that, it turns them off. To be honest, I was well received by the young people in Pleasant Hill. Even when I was pastoring, I found it difficult to maintain a youth minister because all of our youth in the church that I pastored kept flocking to me because I've always been real. I've always kicked it real with them. I've always been honest. I did not try to make them think that I was perfect. I did not try to make them think that I didn't do anything wrong. I still got some issues in my life that the Lord is working on, and I'm very real and very honest about that. And when you're honest with young people about that, then you're able to draw them. They're able to connect when you're real. And I think that's what has hurt the church now. The reason we can't get the participation of the young people is because of the airs that we put on.
So do you think that the young people don't like church, or is it just that they're not coming to church? I mean,
I think they dislike and disapprove and don't appreciate the unrealness. They'll come. They come, but what happens is when they get in and they see the politicking, and they see all, because kids can see that stuff now. You know, when we were growing up, we didn't know about the politicking, you know. The truth be told, there was no reason to do a whole bunch of politicking when we were coming up because, hey, everybody was broke in this community when we grew up. But the city of Roswell has just really, really expanded. It has grown by leaps and bounds, and it has become a wealthy place, you know, a nice place to live. And the slumber parts, or the slum parts, are a far and few in between. You know, it's not many of us broke in Roswell. And what happens is, when we all come here, everybody's so busy trying to outdo the other that it just really turns the young people off, especially in this community where we are. It turns our young people off. I think they would come if we were a little